Start your day the Torah way in northwest London. Monday, Tzom Gedalia, 3rd of Tishri, 18th of September, Rabbi Nehemiah Jaffa, the Avera of Tshuva. This week's Torah way responds to the Inner Nishmas from Rav Golda Bas Harav Yerusha Leibish Olei HaSholem Lok, whose Yahrzeit is this Friday.
To everyone. We're holding in your Mei Tshuva, the third day of a series of Mei Tshuva. Speak to Bisla about the Inyan of Tshuva, Shachidush, in the Din of Tshuva. So I was asked, what's the title of the Shia? So I'm going to give you the title. If anyone can guess the Gemara that I'm referring to, Kol HaKavod. I'll get a bit worried that you've actually got my whole shtickle already, but hopefully we'll handle it. So the title of the shiur is The Avera of Tshuva. The Avera of Tshuva. Anyone guess which Gemara I'm referring to? Okay, we're free to go. That's good, that's good. So this is the Gemara in Yuma. Daf Pevov on the base. The Gemara says, the top of the Omud says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gedoila Tshuva, Shedoicha es Loisa Sei Shebetera. Tshuva is so chashuv, is so great, that it's Doicha, a lav in the Torah. Says the Gemara, what is lav in the Torah? So Rashi actually brings what a lav is. And Rashi says, La Yuchal Ba'alo Harishoin, it's referring to a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, beginning of Perech of Dalet, where the pasuk says, "Chiyikach ish isha ubala, im loim simsachem beinov, doesn't want her anymore, so he can give a get. Because of sefer krisus, he gives a get. The yotzam ibeisoi, she leaves him." She gets married to her next husband. And then, whatever the reason is, her next husband, divorced her. Says the Pasuk, Now that she got remarried, now that she got remarried to another man, the first husband cannot take her back. Says the Gemara, Klal Yisrael were married to Ribbono Shleilam, so to speak. Ribbono Shleilam is the Baal, and we are the Isha. We did Averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megarish us. And then we carry on with our Averus, or we serve Aved Zorah, whatever Averus we do, is V'hoysa L'Ish Acher. We got married to someone else. So Beth is an Issa for Ribbono Shleilam to take us back. He can't take us back. But Ribbono Shel Olam says, your tshuva is so beautiful to me, so important to me. G'doyla tshuva, your tshuva is so chosha to me, that is doicha the lav of Leyucha Ba'al HaRishon Losho to take her back. That's the Gemara, the G'doyla tshuva, Shedoicha Loisa Sei Shebetoira. Now, I would have thought it's nice, I got to Gemara, you know, tshuva is so important. No, at all. The Mefarshim, the Agreil Achronim take this extremely seriously. And the Velt Frecht, Agreis Akasha. What is the Raya that Gedoyla Tshuva, Tshuva is so Choshev, that Doicha Leis HaSesha B'Toyra? Tepo Klei, we have the old rule, Asay, Doicha Leis HaSay. Tshuva is a Mitzvah Asay, V'Shavta Hashem Nekecho. So what's the Raya that tshuva is a zoi choshuv, that is doicha loisa sei shebetoira? Tepuklei, we have the old rule, every assay is doicha loisa sei. So over here we have the Afei of Tshuva. We'll be doing the Lois Asei of Machzik Rishosoi. Azoi Makshim Ha'olam. Azoi Fek Develt. So Bez Hashem will go through a couple of Tirutzim, with a couple of Kashas on the Tirutzim. At the end, Bez Hashem will have Shikar Chiddush. So the Kapis Tamorim, the Kapis Tamorim brings down B'shem the Sefer Kesef Nivchar. And he gives a teretz, which is a glatta svara, I would think. It's a straightforward svara. And he says as follows. When do we say there's a halacha? That asay is doicha d'lois asay. That if I'm be mekayim and asay, my lav is being nitche at the time of mekayim and asay. I'm happy to push away and be over alois asay. If at that time I'm be mekayim and asay, so I gain an asay on the cheshbon of alois asay. That's logical. That's a halacha. Asay doicha alois asay. Kilayim betzitzis, wherever we learn it from, asay dechaleis asay. Oba, over here, let's make a cheshbon. Who's been mekayim the asay? Klal Yisrael. Our asay, our tshuva. So we're doing tshuva, and what are you saying? Asay, my tshuva, should be doicha. Rabbi Yisrael's leis asay. Rabbi Yisrael's leis asay. That doesn't make sense. We can't have my asay on the cheshbon of somebody else's leis asay. For myself, it makes sense. My asay is doicha my lois asay, but that I should do an asay on the cheshbon of somebody else's lois asay. There's no rule of asay doicha lois asay. So here, when it comes to tshuva, my mitzvah is tshuva v'shavta l'Hashem elikecha. On the cheshbon ribono shel olam, machshavta l'Hashem, there's no din asay doicha lois asay. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, gedola tshuva shedoicha lois asay b'torah. But nevertheless, tshuva is so chashuv that my asay will be doicha lois asay ribono shel olam. That's the milo of tshuva over every other asay. That even though there's no rule of asay deichaleis asay, nevertheless, gedoyle tshuva shedeichaleis asay b'teir.
The Gabolas, the wooden tshuva, that's the asay from the Kodesh Baruch. Somebody asked Bechile, he got to be moichle.
But it's my b'shavto. Seder.
Yeah,
but the mitzvah, okay, but the mitzvah is my b'shavto.
Yes,
the fact that he's moichle, he's not mekayim. So you're telling me if I ask you Mechila, and you say, I'm moichel, you're mekayim mitzvah tshuva?
No, I've got to say to be moichel if you ask me three times.
Okay, that's not your tshuva. You're doing.
Tshuva, I'm talking about my asay.
It's not your asay of the shavto.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's an asay. It's a correct thing to do, but I don't know if it's mamash mitzvah asay. Okay. Comes on the Kapis Tamorim. The Kapis Tamorim says, no, it's a nice svara. Biznish Nemus. It's not Emus. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Ksuvas. The Gemara Ksuvas Dav Mem Amad Aleph. So the Mishnah is on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah speaks about a ma'anus. Somebody who is ma'anus in Isha. The halacha is, the Pasuk says, he has to pay a koifa. And then, v'loisi el Isha. He has to marry her. Says the Mishnah. Shoise ba'atzisai. He has to drink the juice that he made for himself. He went with ma'anus this woman. Now he has to marry her. Too bad. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Afidu Chigeres, Afidu Yisumo, Afidu Mukashchin, Emalasot. That's what the Torah says. Lo Yisir Isha, he has to marry her. Abba Obbas of the Mishnah, Motzo Ve'ervas Dovo, Oisha Einu Ru'yo Lovi B'Yisrael, Einu Rashoi. If she's an Erva to him, even, the Rama says, even if he's a Kohen and she's a Gerusha, then there's no Din V'lo Yisir Isha, he can't marry her. Says the Gemara that Mem Amud Aleph at the top. Omer of Kana, Amrita Lishmaita Kameda Razvid. I said this over in front of Razvid, Minardo from Nardoi. And I asked him, Nasi Asay, Vinitcha Lois Asay. The Asay of the Loisi Elisha, that he has to marry her, should be Doicha the Lois Asay of the Ervo. And for the Gemara, no, Omer Ali said to me, There's no choice. You can't mekayim naaseh. You can't do mila if there's tzoras there without being over the reis asay. But over here, there's a way out. She can always say, yeshiva, I don't want Beshiboy, I don't want him. If I don't want him, then there's no din that he has to marry. This is the way out. So over here, we don't say asay lechleis because it's the way out. It's not the kabbas tomorim, but from the kasha, from the Gemara Zetnan, from the kasha of the Gemara, you see very clearly that let's make a cheshbon, what's the asay and what's the lois asay? The husband is becoming a mitzvah asay of a lois yirisha of marrying this woman, and he's over on his lois asay of erva, but she has an issa erva as well. She also mustn't marry him. If she has an issa erva to marry him, then what do you want what's for the Gemara? His asay of lois yirisha should be doicha her lois asay of erva. So we see clearly, Zogde, that the din asay de chalais asay is not a cheshbon. We're working out the accounts over here. My asay is worth doicha my lois asay. It's a general rule. Asay is doicha lois asay. It doesn't matter if it's two, one's been mekayim asay and one's business has been doicha lois asay. It's still doicha asay is doicha lois asay. Zogde kabbas tomorim. I read you out the lashon of the kabbas tomorim. Elo vadai hadovol borur. Clear. The chol mitzvah asay the ramya al ish echot, any mitzvah asay that is on one person, umutel asoysoy asoysoy bechavoras ache, he has to do it together with someone else. If he can't mitzvah say together with someone else, doy chalos shevtora afagav lo gabi ache, even though regarding the other person, leka asay. So it's clear to him from this Gemara that asay is doy chalos asay, even if one person will come and asay on the cheshbon of somebody else is lois asay. It's doicha. What are you going to do with our Gemara of Tshuva, Gedoyla Tshuva? How are you going to answer the Kasha? What's the right Gedoyla Tshuva? Tepoklei, Asay Dechalei, Sasei. So he has a different answer. He says over here, the Issa over here wasn't that Ribbono Shlomo was Megarish Klal Yisrael, and we went and married another man, and then Ribbono Shlomo takes us back. He says Ribbono Shlomo came on ish Megarish Klal Yisrael. Even if you do Averas, Ribbono Shlomo brings Psukim, it's not Megarish Klal Yisrael. Novos. We went and we married someone else. It's a din of zin sotachas balo. And if it's zin sotachas balo, there's an assay and a lois assay to take back. Right? It's an assay and a lois assay. Well, maybe we can't ask assay should be doicha the lois assay because ein assay doicha lois sev assay. Assay is only doicha lois assay, not doicha lois sev assay. Therefore, gedoyla tshuva is a raya tzrik, because gedoyla tshuva should doicha lois sev assay. So, So, Bekitzur, what do we have so far? We have the Kasha, Asay Dechaleis Asay on Rabbi Yechon on Gedoyla Tshuva, and we have two Tzirutzim. We have one Tzirutz, as there's no din Asay Dechaleis Asay if it's two different Cheshbonos, it's two different people, Asay of one person, Leis Asay of the other. We have the Kabbas Tomorim, Aspect of Gemara Ksuvas, L'Chayra, we see by Oynes that that's not the case. Even if it's two separate people, it's din Asay Dechaleis Asay. And we have the Tzirutz, the Kabbas Tomorim, that over here, the reason why there's no din Asay Dechaleis Asay because as Leis Asay Vasay. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the side of the Kabbas Tomorim, in his Hagos, he says, I don't know why the Kabbas Tomorim, Zogta Zaloshen, Vadovo Boru, that's his oros on the words, Vadovo Boru, why are you so sure about it? I've got a clear Rishonim, Toisus, that Toisus says, you can say, Asay Dechalei Sasei, but you can't say, Asay Dechalei Sasei, if it's two Dechashbonus. Azovi, the Kesef Nivcha. Why are you so sure that you can't do Asay Dechazayin if it's two Dechashbonus? And even if you're going to say that some Rishonim argue, so maximum some Achlik is Rishonim. But don't be so sure that there's only one way to understand it, and Asay is Dechalos Asay, whatever happens, Inu is two separate people. What's his Raya? So he's Mitzayan and Gemara Gittin. A place isn't Gittin. Daf Mem Aleph. So it's Lamates, Mem in Ksuvas, and Mem Aleph over here in Gittin. So you can remember it. And the Gemara, the famous Mishnah, when the Mishnah speaks about two Shutzfim, or two Achim, wherever it is, had an Evet. One was Meshachres. You have an Evet over here that's Chatzi Evet, or Chatzi Ben Chorin. What can we do with this Evet? Says the Gemara, Says the Mishnah, Poshet, he works for his Adon one day, and he works for himself one day. It's not the Mishnah, to Kantim, it's Rabbi. You sorted out his finances, you sorted out his jobs, his work. Trade, he works for his boss, and he works for himself one day. But later Kantim, it's Atzma, he hasn't sorted himself out. How's he going to get married? How's he going to have children? Lisa Shifcha in Yoch, he can't marry a Shifcha because he's Chatzim in Chayr, and he can't marry a Ben Chayr because he's Chatzim Evet. Okay. Says Tosfos. A few lines down in Tosfos. Vim Toima. The lazy assay de Pruravu, the assay of Pruravu, the mitzvah say that he has to have children. The litri lav de loye kodesh. He should marry a ben chayrin. Marry a ben chayrin. And he's got an assay of Pruravu. With the matcha, the lav of marrying Nishkinit. Tosis gives three terutzim. One test, Tosis says, well, that's Eshelakayim, Shneim and Kfir. If you force the master to get rid of the Meshachra, then you sort of the problem. You don't need to be Nadcha Dasei. Another one he answers is, it's not Be'idna, it's not the same time. Because you're over the lab at Tchiles Bia, and you're only Gumekayim Puravu if it actually, if she has a child from it. And the third terutzim gives, Be'esh Loima, the Hocha, third turret, the Oid, the Bedido Leka Asei, the Afilim Ifkida, Efshalok Yetzibo. Tosis answers in the third turret exactly what the Kesef Nivcha Zogt. That the reason why there's no Din Asei, the Echelois Asei, Bechatzi Evel, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, is because who's Mekayim the Asei? He's Mekayim, his Asei is Mrs. Puravu. And you want it to be doicha the loisa say of this baschoyin, that she should marry someone who's half a goy from Loya Kodesh. His asay should be doicha her loisa asay. Doesn't work at two cheshbonis. So we see clearly Tosfos and third teretz holds that the rule of asay decha loisa asay, the svara that we spoke about at the beginning, that only if it's on the same person's cheshbon. My asay doicha my loisa asay. But I should become my asay, grace and tzedek, on the cheshbon of somebody else. Even the loisa asay, dos zok zok manisht. It could be that the first two Ritzim of Tosfos that don't answer that, maybe they take a hold like the Kabbalists tomorrow. The Asay is the Echalos Asay, irrelevant whether it's two different Cheshbonis, even the same Cheshbon. But the third Teretz of Tosfos clearly holds that we said that it doesn't work with two Cheshbonis. So the Kitzah, that's Rabbi Kiveiga, where there's an aura that even if the Kabbalists tomorrow is correct, Kenzain, it's a Machlokes, Machlokes Shenim, two Teretzim of Tosfos. Kivega, so very quickly, Kivega is weiter. I want you to do the Gemara Ksuvus. Gemara Ksuvus seems to say clearly that you can, by oinus, that you can, one person's assay, Gemara Frek, assay the Chalais assay, for Loisi the Isha can be his assay and her Loisi assay. He says that that's exactly the answer of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers over there that there's a way out. She can say, I don't want. That's what he doesn't do. What does that mean? She can say, I don't want. She has Nissa. She has Nissa. So he learns that that's exactly the terrors of the Gemara. Okay, I want to move on to a third terrors. There's an interesting history behind this terrors. I will try to explain it to him. I was listening to a Shia, there's a Yid in America, in Flatbush, called Rav Shlomo Cinnamon. And, sorry? Yeah, okay. And he, in Flatbush, and he gave a teretz, b'shem a kuntrus, that this kuntrus, this yid, asked Reb Chaim Briska, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, this kasha. He went around asking many gedolim before the war, this kasha, say de chalesa, say, what's the raya of gedolim tshuva, say de chalesa, say. And Reb Chaim gave a teretz. And then, this Reb Shlomo was in summer holidays in Eretz Yisrael. And he went to ask from Moses Soloveitchik, the brother of Rami Shua, if this terrorist attack of what Reb Chaim said. And Moshe said, yes, Reb Chaim said it, aber ad nicht gehalten von dem allein. Because of the terrorists. But it really, he didn't hold this terrorist. Okay. Then, just as I was preparing for the Shia, Erev Rosh Hashanah, I saw that this terrorist is actually brought down by the Kappos Tomorrow a few pages later. And he says it, B'shem, this is I found this very interesting. B'shemat mi pi oir einai chasni, his son-in-law, the Gisi, is also his brother-in-law, Rav Amuvuk, Rav Dakarachasin, Beis Keo, Poebe Rakaidesh, Mikidoyle Amukubolim, Shebedoyle Shelefonenu. So it's his brother-in-law and son-in-law, who is Azar Makubul from the Gedoyle of Doyle Shelefonenu. Anyway, he gives Azar Teretz. Now we'll say the Teretz, Bez Hashem. We'll have a kasha that I have on this Teretz. Maybe that's why Rav Chaim didn't like it. And I have an answer that maybe that's why the Gedoyle Makubolim was happy with it. So let's see. So he answers a very interesting Muridika Teretz. The Gemara in Eirvin is a Gemara in Eirvin, which discusses if you have dam, the blood of a korban. Some korbanos need zrika shtaim shem arba, zrika shtaim, two zrikas, two corners of the mizbech, and some have what's called zrika achas, not zrika shtaim, zrika achas. What happens, says the Gemara, daf kuf amud aleph in Eirvin? What happens if the dam of shtaim and the dam of achas got mixed up? Says the Gemara, we have a big problem over here. Because you can't be Zoyrek Shtaim, because you're going to be doing Baltigra on the dam that you need to do Zrikas Arba. You can't do a Zrikas Arba, because you're going to be doing Baltoisif on the dam of Zrikas Shtaim, of Zrikas Achas. So what we're going to do? So Gemara has... It goes weiter and tries to say something. Says pshat. Says toisus. Vim toima. Frek toisus. Veleisi asei. Velitcha laved about toisus. What's the problem? Do a zrikas arba. Ah, you've got in there some dam, which is zrikas shtaim. And you're going to be about toisus. That's not a problem. Your asei of zrikas arba will be doicha the lav of about toisus. So do your zrikas arba, and asay b'deichaleis asay, asay frektoisus, emphatoisus. You can't use the rule of asay b'deichaleis asay over here. Do you know why? B'ishleimah, deloy domi klal lekilayim betzitzis. You can't compare it to the classical case of asay b'deichaleis asay kilayim betzitzis. The hocha al yedei pshuya pshia hu ba, for yalocha leiskayim b'deit chesana. Says toisus a klal. Whenever you have an asay and you want it to be doicha the lois asei, if it's al yedei pshia hubo, it came because you're a shlemazel, you went and mixed up the dam, you did something silly to create the situation, you mixed up the dam, there's no din asei doicha lois asei. Azei zoklesis. So at Reb Chaim Geemfert, and Azei state in Kapas Tomorim, Shemish, his brother-in-law, his son-in-law, that over here, when it comes to tshuva, what do you want, asei doicha lois asei? You planted it yourself. You went and did the Averis. You went to Averis, now you want to say the Chalais, you're going to sort out your problems. Eilecha Pshia G'dayna Mizu. You have no bigger Pshia than this. Since Ali Day Pshia Uba, there's no din say the Chalais. So that's how they want to answer the Kasha that we started off with. What's the Raya G'dayna Tshuva? She'edoy Chalais Sheva Torah. Maybe it's a classical din of Asay the Chalais. No, Ali Day Pshia Uba. As I answered before. Now, I don't understand this. The Eshter Zachis, I don't understand. Because the Gemara in Kesuvah says very clearly, in the story of Oynos, I say the Gemara, I say she's Zoycha and Oynos, I say, and the Zoycha Apshia, he was manus, huh? The Zoycha Apshia, never respect the Gemara's line, I say the Oynos, I say. Thus is the Eshter Zach. And also, he's misunderstood what Tosis is saying over here. Tosis is not saying a rule. Whenever there's Alidei Apshia, there's no say the Oynos, I say. What Tosis is saying is as follows. If the stira between the asay and the lois asay came out of the pshia, not if the asay came out of the pshia or the lois asay came out of pshia, we don't say the lois asay. If there's an asay, and you can normally you can mekayim the asay the normal way, take your zrikas arba and do a zrika. Now over here, you have a problem because it's a stira to your lav about Tosif. If that stira between your asay and your lois asay came out of the pshia, then you can't say asay doicha lois asay. If you look in Loshon Tosfos, it's clear. V'yishleima, deloy domi klal lekilayim betzitzis, dehocha al yedei pshia hubo, v'hoya yochol leiskayim beloy tchias alav. You could be mekayim the asay without the tchias alav. The only reason why now you can't is because you mixed them up. Al yedei pshia hubo. Then there's no din asei dechlesei. But what do you want from tshuva over here? Tshuva means I did aveira. I did aveira, and now I have a mitzvah of going back to Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's always to mekayim my mitzvah of going back to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam has to be over a masigur shosoi, because that's what the asei is. The asei is me do tshuva, and Ribbono Shel Olam accepts my tshuva, and then he's been over a masigur shosoi. So there's no shaychus over here to dam shtaim and dam echot. So Efshar came and zogin and chasanta teretz. It's yidua as yibiruchem, shem yibiruchem, and other gedoyim achrayim, that when it comes to Mrs. Tshuva, there's two parts really to Tshuva. There's the tshuva, someone does an avera, and he has to go back. He has to go back to Rebbein Shlein. And when he does tshuva and he goes to Rebbein Shlein, Rebbein Shlein is meichel as averas. Gevaldik, a chesed of tshuva. But Rebbi Ruchem says tshuva is not just for averas. Tshuva is like a middah. It's like a middah. Like there's a middah's anova. And we work on our middah's anova the whole time. Anova, to work on a middah's anova is not only said to someone who's a gross about gaiva. You're a bad giver, so terrible. You've got to work in your anova. No, anova is a midah. A midah is something that somebody continuously works on. It could be a gavaldik yid, and he doesn't have any problem with giver, but he's still working as anova. He's still working on his midah anova. So tshuva, zog Rebbi Ruchem, is not only for someone who's a bad avera. Tshuva is a midah. We're constantly working on going closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, irrelevant to our averas. It's a stand-alone mitzvah, irrelevant to our averus. And we see that in our Shemoneh Esrei. Because in Shemoneh Esrei we say, Hashiveinu avinu seresecha, korveinu makinu seresecha, vachazireinu b'shuva shleimu lefanecha. And after that we say, Tzlach lo'anu avinu kichatonu, mechal lo'anu makinu kifashonu. Because the achazireinu b'shuva shleimu lefanecha is irrelevant to Tzlach lo'anu avinu kichatonu. This tshuva poshut getting closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. Avada. Some of us are bad avera. I mean, that's the way it works. Inside the Rosh Yasta of Echto. So our tshuva is also a mechila and a kapara and a slicha on our averas. But be'etzem tshuva itself doesn't have to be connected to our averas. Tshuva just means getting closer and closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. So now I'm going to mix this a little with the lumpus now. Oy bazoi kum tzuchoyz, that tshuva is a standalone and has nothing to do with the Avera. It's Shayach to Mekayim Mitzvah's Tshuva. I can Mekayim Tshuva without Ribbono Shel Olam over Machzik Rishosoi. Because it doesn't have to be connected to the Avera. I am doing Tshuva. It's Shayach to be a standalone without Ribbono Shel Olam doing Machzik Rishosoi. If I've done Averas, then I did Averas. Then it's, now I want to do my Tshuva, then it's Nachanamah. Then it's a bonus will be over. Is the issa of machzik rishosoi? Umimela, that was the achrayim want to answer with the Tosfos in over here from Dam is beautiful. What did Tosfos say? Whenever al yidei pshia hu ba, there's no din asei dechalais asei. There's no din asei dechalais asei, because you could do it. We had to explain Tosfos. You could betzem be mekayim asei on its own. You could be mekayim the zrikas arab on its own. No, you blunted it up, you mixed it together with the other dam, and now you want to say that. Say of Abashim Deichel, say of Bateisiv. The Zogmanish, because you could have done it on its own. Tshuva is the Zelbazach. We could have been Mekayim Mitzvahs V'Shavto on its own, without doing any Averas, without mixing it up with our Averas, and then Ribbono Shel Olam now has to come back to Machzik Rishosoi. No, we didn't. We did Averas, and now we want Asei Deichel Eisa, say, Dosser Zogmanish. You don't say Asei Deichel Eisa, say, that's that situation. Let's do a quick recap of what we have over here. We had the question, the Gemara, Omre Bechin Gedoyle Tshuva, Shadei Chaleisa Shadei Torah. We asked the Kasha, what's the right Gedoyle Tshuva? Every Asei Dei Chaleisa Asei. We had one Teretz, which we saw brought down B'Shem, the Kesef Nivcha. Which Kesnivcha Zog, and you saw it in Asei Dechleis say, we don't say Dechleis is to the Cheshbonis, Maya say on the Leis say, somebody else's laugh. We have the Kapish tomorrow, and the argues of that being derived from the Gemara Ksuvas, And then we have the Kabbas Moros Teretz himself, which he says over here we're talking about it's zinsel tachas balo. We made it as ein asay dechalaisa sev asay. It's not a regular machzik rishosoi. And then we have the Teretz over here, the same shem Reb Chaim. And with the voice I deep shihu bo. Maybe Reb Chaim didn't like it, like we asked the Kasha on Tosfos. And Ken Zayin that the Mekubalim liked it because they are like Yeruchim, that the Tshuva is a standalone. It's not Dafka on an Aveira. It's Pasha Kirvas that they came to come closer to Rebbeinu Shleino.
They didn't define it. Tshuva is standalone.